We will turn again to the book of Genesis, chapter 24, reading verse 58. And they called Rebekah and said unto her, Wilt thou go with this man? And she said, I will go. The book of Genesis, chapter 24, verse 58. And they called Rebekah and said unto her, Wilt thou go with this man? And she said, I will go. As we ventured a few thoughts from these words this morning, our time was taken up with looking in a more general sense of the circumstances recorded in this chapter, the way that the Lord led that servant of Abraham, even to that place, to that spot where Rebekah should come. We noted how his prayer was heard and answered, and we would take encouragement from it, that though times have changed, many changes have been since his day, yet there is no change in his God, and can we say in our God? Time, season, circumstances all do change, but there is no change in our God. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, this evening, as the Lord may help, we would come more to the test and would see to enter a little into those depths which couch beneath it in this question, but Laban and Bethuel put to Rebekah. When the desire of that servant was to go away again unto his master, that he might not be hindered in the work, the request of her family were that she should tarry for a season. They call Rebekah, Wilt thou go with this man? And she said, I will go. Now, friends, there is a man, a real man. And as the Lord may help us to look at a little this night of his walk, his way, his work, as recorded in this volume of truth, then might we put the question to, Wilt thou go with this man? As we may look into the chapter here, even to see type, we shall see, as we see in all types, they come short. They must come short. Wilt thou go with this man? Rebekah didn't know what lay before her. But ah, my friends, the Lord does give some intimation unto his people of that which lies before. True, we read how this servant had possession of all his master's goods. These were time things, but oh my friend, what a fullness resides in Jesus our head. One sings, whate'er I need in Jesus' well. And can we go on with him and say, and there it dwells for me? Wilt thou go with this man? Our friend, if you answer as Rebecca did, I will go. I cannot stand before you to say that this will be an easy path. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. These are the words of this man. Ah, there are those today who would have us believe it's all joy. It's all happiness on the road to heaven. Friends, there are seasons of joy, but there are times of sorrow, times of difficulty. Wilt thou go with this man? Think, friend, the way in which he walked, what he passed through, what he endured. And my friend, he endured it to the full. You and I, as his dear followers, as his disciples, may be called, yea, will be called to walk a little in this path, in that path, to drink of this cup. Friends, we shall never walk to the death, to the fullness that he walked. But will thou go with him? Our mind went during the interval to those words that the prophet Isaiah speaks when he said, to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit and trembleth at my word. I know we oftentimes hear those words referred to as the contrite sinner returning from his way. But oh, my friends, there's a depth here. To this man will I look. Is there not a sweet and blessed reference here to the Lord Jesus? To this man will I look. Yes, God will look to him. To him who is poor, and oh, what poverty the Lord of life and glory knew. To him that is poor and of a contrite spirit. And he knew this brokenness of heart, friend, not for his own sin, but for the sin of his dear people, each one of that chosen race. Even to him that trembleth at my word. How he knew this pathway too. How he trembled at the word, the command of his Father. Even as he walked them out to the full. When he came even to that place where he said, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. To this man will I look. Yes, and God will view his own dear people in that man. Friend, how will it be with you? How will it be with me in that last great day? Shall we be viewed in Him? Shall we stand there at the judgment seat of Christ, arrayed in the righteousness of this dear man? Friend, it'll be solemn indeed to stand there in that last great judgment day in a covering of our own. Many shall say, but Lord, we've done this in Thy name. There was thought in our street, yet shall He say, depart, for I never knew you. That day approaches, friend, make no mistake of it. And not one can say, hell no. Or that we might search ourselves even tonight, pause my soul, and ask the question, am I ready to meet God? Wilt thou go with this man? I will go. Then, friend, you must know something of the poverty which he knew. And think upon it. When, for a season, he left his father's throne and took upon himself humanity, sin accepted, oh, what poverty he knew. We have sometimes said concerning this step which he took, he had nothing to call his own, yet he possessed all things. Truly, with this thought, his name shall be called Wonderful. He had nothing of his own, yet he possessed all things. So weak was he, friend, but he used an ass to bear him up, away from that command of the king who would have taken his life. Such was his weakness. Yet, the government was upon his shoulders. Shall not his name be called Wonderful? And so we might go on. But all the poverty that the Lord of life and glory knew, he had nothing of his own. He was born in a borrowed stable. I use that word born as the scripture uses it. He was laid in a borrowed manger. He entered other men's houses. He sat at borrowed tables. He had nothing of his own. Foxes have holes. Birds of the air have nests. But the Son of Man has not where to lay his head. And friend, come to that solemn closing scene when his sacred body was taken from the cross. He was laid in a borrowed tomb. Oh, what poverty the Lord of life and glory knew. He was poor that we might be rich in glory. Lord, with this, wilt thou go with this man? Then, friend, we must expecting some measure this pathway. And then to look at this man as he grew up into years, what he passed through. I say it reverently, the sum recorded in the Word of God of his way, of his walk. Friend, there's all recorded that is needful for us to know. There's more in this volume of truth than we shall ever fully understand in a lifetime. But you know, John says, does he not, at the close of his gospel, if all that he said and did were written, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Friends, we don't want to go outside of the Word of God. There's no need for that. I say there's more here than we shall ever fully fathom. Well, may the Lord lead us into those truths that are contained in this book. Well, they'll go with this man. Friend, you're not called as one of his dear people, as one of his followers, to walk in any path or any circumstance that this dear man is a stranger to. He's walked in every way that his people are called to walk in. He knew the pathway of trial and temptation. Ah, he did. And think of it, friends, he knew that pathway as a man. As God, yes, we would not lose sight of this. Bless his dear name, that he was a man. Now, I do feel oftentimes when we consider those various things which he endured. Yes, that he endured here below, we tend to lose sight that he endured them as a man. Oh, how real that temptation was to him when, after those 40 days and 40 nights, the devil said to him, command that these stones be made bread. What a temptation. But oh, how our captain stood that fiery test. Yes, Satan came at him even with the words of truth. Oh, friend, what a subtle foe he is. And do not you and I prove this? Aren't that continually? But oh, what a mercy. If we are brought to know this rule, that he is a conquered foe. And so as we read, as it's recorded in the Word of God, that temptation of Christ, we see how our Master stood. And the devil left him for a season. We don't know what other seasons there may have been of temptation which he endured. The devil left him for a season. But our friend, in that he suffered being tempted, he is able to succor those that are tempted. Our child of God, what temptations at times are in your path? Where do your eyes then? Where do you look? Even to him who stood the fiery test. If you look elsewhere, friend, it'll fail. If you look to your own reason, to your own strength, if you lean upon a creature's help, you will find it will fail. Our God is a jealous God. Make no mistake of that point. He will have his people look only to him. Would you lean upon an arm of flesh? Would you put your trust in a man? Why, the most upright is as a thorn head. The best of them is as a briar. I know there are those with whom we can walk and love to walk and to hold communion with in the way, talking together of that which the Lord has done for us. This is right. They that feared the Lord spake often one to another. But my friend, the danger is here when we begin to lean upon an arm of flesh. I say our God is a jealous God. Wilt thou go with this man? Ah, friend, if you will go with him, you'll know something then of Satan's temptation. You'll know something of trials in the way. And this will bring you where we noted it brought even this servant of Abraham this morning. It'll bring you upon your knees. It'll bring you to the throne of grace. And as the Lord favors you, hears and answers your petition, you'll not be a stranger to the language of the poet. Trials make the promise sweet. Trials give new life to prayer. Trials bring me to his feet. Lay me low. Keep me there. And you'll not be a stranger to this experience. It's a contradiction to the worldling. Ah, but to the child of God, he knows what it is to bless his God for trials. Don't say you'll be found upon your knees pleading for Christ. But when the Lord sanctifies that pathway, that dispensation to you, I say you'll know what it is to bless him for Christ. And you know, where does the child of God come with these trials? You'll recall, most of you, all of you no doubt, you may have read Bunyan's Pilgrim. You see those trials that his pilgrim had to pass through. You know, he'd not long set out on pilgrimage before he came to that Slough of Despond, didn't he? But you notice this concerning him. He always came out of the trial the side nearest heaven. And this is where it'll be with you. You're numbered amongst his people. You'll come out of the trial the side nearest heaven. Ah, there may be those things that you will lose in the fire. Our friend, the Lord knows that which we need to purge us from those things that hinder us in the race. And do we not have to own how many things there are which do hinder us? You know, one, when the pathway was sanctified to him, spoke this word, and it's left on record for our encouragement. It was good for me that I have been afflicted. Maybe there are those here tonight who have been called to walk this pathway and have echoed those words of that one now in glory. You know, Hezekiah could say, by these things men live. Wilt thou go with this man? Yes, he knew trial in the way. He was a man of prayer, not to enlarge now upon our thoughts, if we spoke on this point this morning, but he was a man of prayer. You witnessed those seasons he spent in that exercise. Wilt thou go with this man? You know, when he had dispersed the multitude, they had gone to seek rest. Where was the Lord Jesus? He went up into the mountain, that in and of itself not an easy path. To rest, no friend. To pray. And oh, what seasons he spent in the exercise of prayer. Wilt thou go with this man? Friend, will you go with him by faith into that Garden of Gethsemane? To witness that which he endured there. There were those three favored disciples who did indeed go a little further than the others. They couldn't go the whole way. The Lord Jesus spoke a word to them, "Tarry ye here, watch and pray." But he himself went a little further. And oh, how he agonized there. "Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done." Came back and he found them sleeping. Yes, that one who had said, "Lord, I shall not do these things to thee." That one who had said, "Though all men forsake thee, yet will not I forsake thee." Be careful, Peter. Before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. Ah, my friend, what cock crowing do you know in your experience? Oh, what that was for Peter. He went out and he wept bitterly, even as the Lord looked upon him. But oh, what a look that was. What an effect that look had. How different to that look that he must have looked upon Judas when he kissed him. No effect with Judas. Wilt thou go with this man? Wilt thou journey by faith into the judgment hall, there to see him? And oh, friends, what he passed through there. As they placed that crown of thorns upon his head, as they scourged that back of his and then compelled him to carry his cross. Oh, what suffering. Wilt thou go with this man? Think, friend, of the way which he walked. And even as he journeyed from that judgment hall unto that place called Calvary, where they crucified him, wilt thou go with this man? Friend, we must know something of this pathway of crucifixion. But oh, what was laid upon him? Why the sin of all the chosen race? Can you say it tonight, friend? My sin. They were laid upon him. Behold, a scene of matchless grace. Tis Jesus in the sinner's place, heaven's brightest glory, sunk in shame, that rebel might adore his name. They shall look on him whom they pierced. What a scene, then. And mark it, hell for the season here. He was left, not only of all men, he was left of his Father. My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Oh, what a season it was. Go back for a moment, friend, to that time when he left heaven. Angels left heaven. They heralded his birth. He never left heaven when the Lord of life and glory died. Why the brightness of that star when he was born in Bethlehem? Now darkness covers the face of the earth. All nature trembled and shook, even the graves opened their mouths. What a scene. Will you go with this man? If you by faith journey with those of old who went even to the foot of the cross, where Mary, his mother, was found, to hear those sacred words falling from his lips, wilt thou go with this man? And she said, I will go. So we might go on, time goes too. Wilt thou go with this man? Friends, how can you give the answer as Rebecca gave it and yet be found walking disobediently to him, to that which he has said? Wilt thou go with this man? Then, friend, you must walk in the way that he has commanded. And mark it, thy words of command, not words of advice. Not words for you to consider, they are words which he has commanded. And mark it, friend, as we said a little earlier on, all the ways that he commands you to go in, he's gone that way before. Wilt thou go with this man? Friend, wilt thou follow him in the ordinance of baptism, which is his command? We hear much today. Don't want to stand before you in the way of controversy, the essentials and non-essentials of these words. Friend, it's my Lord's command. Now you heed the word as he has spoken it. He can leave all men out of it. This is the way my master went. Ought not his servant tread it still? Jesus said, follow me. Didn't say think upon it. Didn't say agree with it. Follow me. The same, friend, in that divine ordinance of the Lord's Supper. His own word is this. This do in remembrance of me. Would you remember him? Friend, is that desire in your heart that he would remember you? It's found in the heart of that tree, one of them who hung beside him at Calvary. God, he was brought to acknowledge his sin and guilt. He justly deserved this, he said to his fellow, but this man, blessed man, this man has done nothing amiss. And then as he turned to him and said, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And oh, a blessed answer that the Lord gave to him. Today, thou shalt be with me in paradise. Well, friend, has the Lord given you to know a little of that which he has done for you? Where does this bring you? Why, it will bring you into this place where your desire will be to follow him. You'll leave all men, all that they say. Well, they'll go with this man. And she said, I will go. Don't find no wells in her answer, no if, no but. Doesn't consider those in the household. There must have been a natural love with Rebecca to her parents, to her brother. But no considering them now. Will they go with this man? This is the point in question. And she said, I will go. Our friends, there's not one who will take this step of going with this dear man who will ever regret that. I know this, friend, it'll bring you oft times into this place where there will be a seeking of him to uphold you still, to grant you help. Ah, you'll feel at times to come so short. And the child of God does know something of the pathway of backsliding. Not that we would for one moment encourage this path. But I say it is a pathway, friend, yet it's known only to the people of God. The worldling cannot backslide. To backslide means, well, as simple as it is put, to slide back. And there may be that sliding back, but the face is still toward God. The face is not turned. It's a backsliding. Bless his dear name. He will bring them back. He will yet restore them and bring them again. But our friends, there will be those lessons to be learned in the way. When he brings you back, wilt thou go with this man? And she said, I will go. She knew a little of that which laid in store, that which was laid up for her when she should come to Isaac. But oh, my friend, who can speak now of that which is laid up for the people of God? Bless his dear name. He does grant from time to time some sweet foretaste to the wayfaring pilgrim. But oh, the best is yet to come. It is. We bless him for those foretastes, for those handfuls of purpose that he let fall here below, but the best is yet to come. In paradise, within the gates, a nobler entertainment waits. Fruit new and old, laid up in store, where we shall feast, shall want no more. Friend, is there with you tonight a reaching out after this? And will thou go with this man? And she said, I will go. Oh, it might be our answer too. He said this morning, every man shall kiss his lips, but give us a right answer. I will go. Yes, with this man. This is the man, the exalted man, who we unseen adore. But when our eyes behold his face, our hearts shall love him more. Amen.